Hey, Joe Biden cabinet is starting to take shape this week as the current administration goes out with a whimper. Ed Blakely is a former Washington insider now living in Sydney, Australia. My name is Sean Britton from the radio station 2SER. Find us each week wherever you find good podcasts. Maybe hit the subscribe button or drop us a review if you're feeling generous at US of Ed, as well as US of Ed on Facebook and Twitter. Ed, Trump and the Trump team haven't quite admitted they're throwing in the towel, but it seems they're finally coming to an actual transition. Trump himself reportedly hasn't said a word to Biden, but Biden is at last receiving intelligence briefings, and things around staffing and the White House are actually proceeding. What's going on?
I was smiling when you said that an intelligence briefing from the Trump administration. Is that an oxymoron?
A little bit.
I think they're getting better briefings without them. Trump's admitting the inevitable. As a matter of fact, his own donors were pressuring him to give up the ghost because this charade was making them very, very bad in the even the conservative press. So he's going to let these lawsuits play out. Just this morning in Pennsylvania, some judges put an injunction on the certification, but the certification has already gone through. So I don't know what this injunction is all about. Even without Pennsylvania, of course, he has the 270. So it makes zero difference. And the important thing here is people are beginning to turn to Biden as Mr. President. No longer president-elect, but as Mr. President. The calm he's showing, the deliberation, the class, the presentation, the temperature is going down just as he wants it. So, Mr. President, thank you.
Let's unpack the Biden cabinet picks we've had announced this week. Antony Blinken, former Deputy Secretary of State and Deputy National Security Advisor under Obama, he's been made Secretary of State or will be Secretary of State. Any indications on policy?
Let me give you an overall thing here. These people you're going to talk about, most of them were on training wheels in the Obama administration. And they worked their way up and showed that they stuck with the message and the direction. Now, it may have been out of government, but not out of the area. They were working in some area of foreign policy or domestic policy. And so they know the inside of government and the outside. What he's trying to do is get people who know how to run the government. It's been mismanaged for 4 years. He also is trying to get people who fit him and his style. He's like a basketball coach. You could be the greatest basketball coach of all time, but if only two of the players don't play your style of ball, you're gone, as a coach from Houston found out. So he's getting a team that's like him. Are they flashy? Nah. Are they good? Yes, they're technocrats. The country needs somebody to put the wheels back on the operation called government, and that's what he's getting. He's also getting people who don't overshadow him. Some of the people that you and I like, Elizabeth Warren and so on, they'd be a constant distraction for him to take care of. So I think he's making the right move here. These are good working bees. They'll put the government back. They'll put the doors back on. They'll put the tires back on. They'll make the car run. And then he can turn over to the speedy race driver, Harris, and she can take off.
Looking at Blinken, though, for Secretary of State, from my reading, he could help repair some of those relationships with Europe, having described Europe as a vital partner and come out in support of NATO when wounded by Trump.
That's right. That's exactly right. And I should have gone on to say those things so I won't repeat them. He's well known in Europe. He's not as well known in Africa or Asia, but he's well known in Europe. and they need a really solid Asian hand to match him. I don't know who that'll be, but it'll certainly be one of the big ambassadors, either to Japan or to China, but maybe even to Australia.
Cuban-born Alejandro Mayorkas will be the first Latino Secretary of Homeland Security.
And the first immigrant.
It could be a hell of a task getting DHS back on track after the last 4 years. What do we know about this guy?
Well, this guy was the deputy director in the Obama administration and basically had the ugly jobs. He had the job to deal with the Dreamers. He had the job to deal with the people who are coming across the border undocumented and making sure that stream was closed down. And he had the job of opening up Cuba. So he's had all the kind of jobs you'd want a person to have if you're looking for a person to run DHS now. And he has a credibility with the Congress and with the people in DHS.
On security, you've got Jake Sullivan as National Security Advisor and Avril Haines, the first woman to act as Deputy Director of the Central Intelligence Agency, as National Intelligence Director. Safe hands, Ed?
Well, yes, they're safe hands. They're new hands. They'll take Biden's guidance, but they know their way around the block. They know the insides and outsides of the national security apparatus. And this is an apparatus where you have to know the people. The organization chart's not enough to know. And that organization chart went to sleep on Trump and Pompeo. Now they have to liven it up. There's nothing more important than having a very good national security apparatus. And her being an ex-CIA person means she knows how to use the tools that are at hand.
Longtime diplomat Linda Thomas-Greenfield is appointed as the ambassador to the United Nations. Anything to say on her appointment, Ed? I mean, with her background and her years of experience, she seems like an exceedingly obvious choice.
Yes, she is. But there's something else going on here. He wanted someone who had a real African background that the Africans would like. We are in deep trouble in Africa. Those snide remarks made by Trump, S-hole countries, the reduction of aid to those countries when they need it most. And the loss of respect has allowed the Chinese to move in to Africa in ways that are going to be very hard to overcome. But she's the kind of person that people love, they want to interact with, and putting her at the UN may seem strange, but she lives in Washington, D.C. She is very close with the African embassies, which run right around DuPont Circle. And the Africans send a person to be ambassador both to the United States and to the UN. So I'll bet she's been at every cocktail party since she left the Foreign Service.
And Special Presidential Envoy for Climate, former presidential candidate John Kerry. Is this an indication on how the Biden administration is going to be prioritizing climate, Ed?
It sends two signals. One to the far left is, we're serious about this. And here's a man who's been serious about this for his entire life and is a senior person. So when he goes to Paris or London, people will know this is the president of the United States. The second thing is, I don't think we're going to see this president traveling a great deal overseas. Long flights are not for 74-year-old people. So he's going to use this one and probably one other. I wouldn't be surprised if he had someone, especially for the Pacific, in some way or another. The other thing is, he's able to keep a lot of people in the Ivy League establishment quiet with this, who want one of their people in a senior position.
74 or 78, I would actually say, with Joe Biden. Your shorter term right there.
Well, he's just a kid.
Back with the current administration, and the pardons have you know, begun as expected. Donald Trump has pardoned former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, taking another shot at the Russia investigation. I'm not feeling too shocked, unfortunately, Ed.
Well, gosh, you know, this is a guy who really unraveled the Trump administration by a couple of little lies. And now he's being pardoned. His life is in ruin. Trump is doing what he should have done a long time ago. And I almost feel sorry for him, but I don't.
Mike Pompeo has been traveling the Middle East, making stops in the United Arab Emirates and Israel, with rumors he was involved in a secret meeting between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman that could form, look if these guys come together, an anti-Iran coalition. It would stir things up quite considerably. Any thoughts on this one, Ed?
This is mischief. This is pure evil mischief. And they're doing as much mischief as they can now, while they can, because they want to leave the house in disarray and make it very difficult to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. It's unfortunate that this man has nothing better to do than to do these things. Pompeo is doing these things so he can have a piece of that right-wing plank. He also has many higher ambitions, including the presidency in mind. Don't be surprised if you don't see Pompeo running for the Senate in 2 years.
And meanwhile, this may be another little piece of mischief as well. Russia is claiming it has chased a U.S. ship out of its waters with a threat of ramming, claiming the USS John S. McCain strayed 2 kilometres over their maritime border, although the U.S. Navy denies any wrongdoing. I mean, is the U.S. poking the bear or Russia poking the outgoing administration?
We poke the bear every day. I started out in this business in the air side of it. The aircraft that they're now taking out of the skies, I started out flying in them. And every day we penetrated Russian airspace, and we penetrate Russian sea space all the time to test their what we call ELIN equipment. That's electronic intelligence. If their equipment isn't very sound, we can find it out. We can measure every bit of their capacity by penetrating their space. You can't do that if you're outside the line. So it's a little BS, you know, among intelligence people. They penetrate our space, we penetrate their space. Sometimes you put it in the news.
In Georgia, the special election,
we're talking about the country.
Well, we got a whole other set of issues right there, haven't we? Let's face it. Now, let's look at the state and the special election there. Some Republicans are threatening to boycott the election out of some kind of twisted support for Donald Trump. I mean, Georgia, I guess, didn't deliver for the president, so now they're packing up their ball and going home. I don't quite understand.
I think that's wonderful. Yeah. I think that's absolutely wonderful. It's kind of win by default. look, more seriously, if the Democrats can pull out those two seats, Biden would really have just 2 years, because you saw what happened in the elections. The Demos barely held on to the House. It'll be a very rugged set of races where pretty entrenched Republicans are going to be running. The Democrats have used their A-team in the last sets of elections. So to come up with very good people in the next sets, the Senate and the House elections, is going to be tough. So what I'm hoping is they do all the damage they can in this first 2 years and don't hold off the way Obama did.
That's, I take it, any way you can get it. And it is Thanksgiving today, or coming into today in the United States, Ed. What are we thankful for this year?
We're thankful for Rudy Giuliani, who is the most courageous backward lawyer of all time. we're thankful for those people really around the country in very important positions who push Trump back. And we're thankful for the deep state in the United States that told them they would not go along with this. And lastly, my hero of the year as the Secretary of State of Georgia, a man who ran an honest election, honestly.
Ed and I will be back next week to talk all the latest in the transition and whatever else might be happening in US news and politics. Subscribe, don't miss a thing. US of Ed, wherever you find good podcasts, as well as on Facebook and Twitter.